All right, it's time to get some deeper insight from our expert guest for this episode in person of Mr. Abdulgafar Raji, aka Gaffy. So let me tell you a little bit about him. He's humble, yeah, I love him for that. He's a certified ethical hacker who has worked as a freelancer and focused on web and mobile application security. In terms of penetration testing, he has performed several legitimate tests for financial institutions, telecommunication companies, and startups. For some of us that are into pen tests, we know how pen test reports can be so bulky and annoying sometimes. So he knows how to make his report detailed and as simple as possible. So he also loves to work with passionate and dynamic team. And one more thing, he's also the Google Developer Student Club team lead. He has this passion of making students to enjoy what they love doing. It makes them to see beauty in what they go into. So I'll like to hand over to him to tell us a little bit more about himself. Mr. Gaffy, please tell us something about yourself.
It's nice to be here on this platform.
Thank you.
So it's my pleasure to be here. I'm by name Raji Abdulgafar. I'm a certified hacker. I'm a penetration tester. So my major interest is web application security. So some of my favorite technology is cloud computing, cloud security, blockchain, and web application as early said. So I'm a student of Federal University of Technology. I'm in my first year studying cybersecurity science.
All right, thank you so much for that brief introduction. And today we'll be focusing on web app security. We are in a dynamic world, we are in a cyber world now. A lot of things happening remotely, working online, and based on the current trend that we know now, a lot of things are happening online now. But there is a major concern in terms of all these platforms we are using, from the developer's aspect, from the user's aspect, and from the client aspect. We'll be having a deep insight in that. So, Mr. Gaffy, let's go straight to the point. You have done some tests for some organizations.
Yes.
And you must have noticed a lot of things.
Yeah, sure.
So, can you give us a little bit overview of what you have noticed so far in your pen test?
Okay. Based on what I recorded so far, firstly is developers ignorant. Let me just categorize that all in that. So what I actually mean by developers ignorant is that most of the developers, they are not aware, or let me say, they are not following the best practice. So in developing their tools, their softwares, or let me say a platform. So web, okay, they are developing for web, right? So for them developing, they don't follow the best practice. So I notice that generally. So the ignorance. So there are sometimes they play with information leakages, they leak information unknowingly. Since they are not aware, so they don't even know how security works, they just feel that irrelevant information, so they just ignore that. Yeah. So in essence, the developer's ignorance and following the best practice.
So okay, the ignorance, yeah, but let's look it from, is it just that Nigerians, because we have a very good number of developers that are coming up from Nigeria, or it's a general problem all over the world?
It's a general problem all over the world, not Nigeria. It's not peculiar to Nigeria, it's a general problem all the time. Because I could remember a developer like that, not mistakenly or accidentally, it was intentionally pushed his database password to GitHub, which is publicly available, pushing credentials to a publicly available repository. So I feel it's worldwide, not peculiar to Nigeria alone.
Okay, so let's go down to the client side, who is giving the project to the developers. So clients don't really know about these developers, or they just believe they can do it, or even the client who is ignorant of the security of the web apps they are about to build? Because we know that web apps now, most web apps are beginning to handle sensitive data, such as database, the logins, the password, some website or web app now processes payments. Now, what will you say about that? So is it the client's fault now not to have taken those things into consideration, or we should blame everything now on the developer?
Well, talking about that, most clients didn't care about security because they are not conscious about security. That's just it. So they lack the awareness. From my own personal view now, that's why I would recommend, if you are a startup, if you are a business owner, there is always a place for a security enthusiast, a cybersecurity expert. So in your own feed, can relate it to that, because in a general aspect, a web developer or a developer per se cannot oversee the security aspects, cannot see what they cannot know what is secure and what is. So generally, most clients are not aware and they are not security conscious. They'll feel like, okay, I don't care, you understand, which might lead them to like being hacked.
Yeah. So I think it's more of like a teamwork. Because one thing I noticed, you can see someone taking a whole project, including the front end, back end,
yes,
almost
that,
everything.
That's the case.
Yeah, that's now the case. So I think now we need to consider teamwork. We need to have a cybersecurity expert within the midst, or let's say
of
a web
every
app.
Organization.
Of every organization. Every
it's
organization.
It's very essential for every organization.
So not just like related to web apps alone.
Not just related to web apps alone. Maybe if you are a mobile app developer, you can only develop the mobile app. You can't test if those mobile apps are secured. So that's the more reason you need an expert to help you cross-check if there is a vulnerability, if there is a loophole in your mobile app. So it boils down to you getting an expert.
So quickly, can you quickly recommend where they can get all these experts to try and work along with these people? Because it seems like they are not really as popular as web developers you see around.
Okay. Following the best practices, I will recommend as a developer, you can just on Google search for OWASP. There is an organization that regulates security security. Web application security online, they call it OWASP. So you can just look out to the OWASP stuff then and like follow the best practice for your web application you are developing, so as to secure against that.
Okay, so if this process is going to take quite a lot of time, web developers can still try and do one or two things on their own before they get it to the expert.
Yes,
now, what
definitely.
Are tools that you are recommending that a normal web developer can quickly use to test his code or check the security protocols of his code and all those kind of things?
I just recommend OWASP.
Okay. What are tools apart from OWASP? Okay. Thank you for that. So we have a lot of practices, best practices for developers to do. Can you quickly highlight few for us?
Okay. Sorry, going back to web app.
Yeah.
Actually, for a normal developer to test, I won't recommend that for a normal developer to test the web application security himself or herself.
Okay.
Why? Because this is not his feed. So why wasting time on what you feel? At times you might see the results, but quote me wrong, there are quite a number of static analysis tools out there that you can just use to check your source code. Okay, I can remember there was an OWASP tool. They call it Defet Dojo.
Yeah.
So you can actually use that to analyze your web application development. Maybe it's secure from some kind of known vulnerability. Okay, going back to the question you asked, please can you reiterate that?
Okay.
Last question you asked. Okay, going back to the last question which was asked, best practices by developers. Wow. Number one thing on the list is that using default username and password I noticed that commonly on developers, because I think there was a time I was penetrating a web server, so I just stumbled on the admin page. The developer was just using admin as username, admin as password. Those are the default password. A normal person can just guess that and access your back end. So it is not recommended for you to use default usernames and password. Secondly, talking about best practices, there are some plugins or components that you are not needing on your system.
Yeah.
Redundancy. Try to avoid redundancy. Avoid what you are not using. So that's my second recommendation.
Okay, thank you for that. So let us quickly look at something that a lot of people are diving into: content management system such as WordPress, Joomla, and Drupal, and like of them. Now, they are taking a lot of share on the internet. A lot of people are moving into that. Well, I noticed that a lot of sites are vulnerable, especially the WordPress. WordPress itself might not be vulnerable because they try and release patches, updates, and other things. Now, what do you have to say in terms of WordPress websites?
Firstly, in terms of WordPress websites,
not CMS, just WordPress, yeah, I get content that. Management system.
Content management system. First thing that is very essential is that the platform, they maintain security. They are very security conscious.
Yeah.
So they release updates day in, day out. Can be updated if there is security updates. Make sure, for instance, now maybe there are vulnerabilities on WordPress 3, and there are a lot of updates after WordPress 3. Can updates your WordPress to the latest version, so the latest version will come with the security patches. So update is the first thing I notice that, and that I will recommend you to keep updating your CMS, content management system, whenever you are having a new update. Secondly, using of free or no theme at times, they really affect a lot of things, because maybe the null themes was cracked by someone, so he injected a malware, a malicious code on the script. So if it runs for a particular time, your server starts maybe working remotely. The cracker can have remote access to your website. So I won't recommend you downloading a null or cracked theme
or plugin also.
So go for the paid one or the free one that you see, and make sure you are downloading from a trusted party, from a trusted website, not just any website you see down on the internet. They are uploaded by people like me, people like you, so it might be binded with malware or malicious scripts that could interfere with the smooth functioning of the website. I hope that
that works a lot. So because of the way all these content management systems have been designed, some people think like the security works on its own. So are there other security measures that can be added to it, just like how we will have a firewall, we have other form of security on web apps? So do we have other integration that work along with WordPress? Because we'll just assume like, okay, WordPress is there, you install on your server, you have your website. Are there other security attachments attached to it?
Yes, definitely there are some security measures you can put in place. Like I said before, the best practice actually matters. For number one on the list, not using the default password.
Okay.
So some of the security measures that I actually put in place if I was asked to come and secure the WordPress site is actually changing the file permission of my configuration file.
Exactly, file permission, right?
Changing the file permission of my configuration file, because there is something symlinking on servers. It exists. For instance, if you are on a shared server,
yeah,
a normal user that has a legal privilege to access its server can extend the privilege to go on or to read your own configuration file.
What?
So you have to change the file permission.
Okay.
Yeah, he can do that.
Yeah. From the control panel. Yeah,
from
yeah.
The
he
control
can also
panel.
Use the FTP. Yeah.
Yes. So, file permission is one of the way to secure that.
Oh wow! Thank you for that. So there's something else I was going through because I was exploring it. We have security plugins now. How effective are those security plugins on our WordPress website or other content management system website, such as Joomla, Drupal, and other system management content management system?
Talking about security plugins, they really works. I think the last I used one recently, it works for. If I could remember the name,
yeah,
I would
think
recommend.
I remember some. We have Sukuri. We have there's this other guys. I can't really remember
okay.
them.
Okay. I think Sukuri was the one I used.
Okay.
Clearly. So they are just like a
third
party.
Oh yeah, remember the name WordFence. WordFence. I don't know if you have come across WordFence.
WordFence. Yeah.
WordFence.
WordFence has a lot of features. Yeah. It could. It even give you the access of changing your default WordPress login.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
can have a custom and hidden one.
Yeah.
Personally
yeah.
for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I think WordPress have that feature. So there are plugins that can actually mitigate. But one thing about security is that the user awareness, I mean, it matters. The user, are they like,
is it the designer or the developer's perspective or the users of the website?
The developer, I mean
okay.
the developer.
It
actually matters.
Okay.
So, what I'm trying to relate is that, okay, social engineering can occur.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's from woman's weakness,
yeah.
not even the system.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
cases like this can come up.
Okay.
So, I feel... the security plugins works fine, but the users need to be aware too. It matters.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we need to boil down a little bit to human firewall. So what are the tips that you have for human firewall? Because a developer might assume or feel that, yeah, he has implemented a lot of things. Now, what are these minor things? Because I know like social engineering can be there, phishing
yes.
can be there. What are these other things that I think that a developer or a content management system designer should consider apart from having all these robust tools? Because you can imagine if someone a social engineer attack has been carried on that person, there is no amount of firewall or any amount of security plugin that can work in that place. So what are the guidelines or practices you have in terms of human firewall?
Now, firstly, one of the things I'll talk about is not for password management.
It
matters. Password management. Have a good way of or a good manner of managing your password. For instance, don't use the same password, same account on different platform.
Okay.
Same login details on different password. Even if they target the attack on a vulnerable platform, so they can replicate the same thing on your own content management system since you are using the same login credentials.
Okay.
So. Password management, it's number one thing I would talk about.
Okay, so let's quickly look at denial of service on website or web apps. So what are the things that we can quickly look into?
Okay, denial of service, it depends on the server handling what you are hosting. Like I mentioned earlier, I think I mentioned shared server.
Okay.
So it depends on the server if they have a tools or application installed that could help them manage or monitor load balancing.
Okay, quickly, let me quickly break you down. So is it now the responsibility of the hosting company to help you check and balance the denial of service, or it's now your responsibility as the developer to check and balance the security or that denial of service?
Both parties have a role to play, but number one person is the host provider.
Okay.
Number one person is the host provider, because there should be a particular bandwidth limit which they will operate on. So once you exceed that,
yeah.
They should be able to notify you that, okay, what's happening with your website. So as a website owner too, you can implement some measures on denial of services by installing some security plugins and app functionalities to help you mitigate against denial of service.
Okay, so quickly, there's something I came across: hack your website before you are being hacked. So is there any guideline or any tips on how we should hack our website before someone else does that for us?
Well, if I get you clearly, hack your website
before someone hacks it for you. Because I was going through some web app security protocols like that or something. So one of the things was like, try and hack your website, just like this red and blue team, if I'm right. So it's like you hacking your website, not just assuming that, you have put in all the security measure that you cannot be hacked. Does that mean that, okay, because you have done that, you shouldn't test how vulnerable your site is? So what I'm saying is that, how should we test the vulnerability of our website? How should we hack our website
It's more like, okay, you inviting an expert to come and help you demonstrate, or like to test. That's what they mean by the word hack your website. So you have to just give an expert to say, I just developed this, okay, try and hack into it. Tell me what you do, discover. Tell me the security loops you come across. So basically, that's what it means.
Okay, Mr. Gaffey, thank you so much about that. So there's something we are going to be doing. We'll give a free 5 slots for free web app security tests. Depending on which one you're using, both content management system, are you using Joomla, Drupal, WordPress, or a full-blown web app that was developed completely? So we'll be taking we'll be taking 5 websites to test their security, and we'll be giving you a detailed report on that for free. We'll drop a sign-up button. It will drop a form where you'll be applying. But there are a lot of things attached to it. We need to get your concept. I believe for you to send in your website, we are getting your full concept. Then we'll be sending the report. And we will have some web app security course that will be released very soon. So you can still follow up on our social media and our website to see when we release the course. And stay safe online. Bye-bye.